This is Train for Trade Skills Radio with Tom Jinks.
I'm Grant van Dijk. I'm from Kingston upon Hull, originally South Africa, and I'm doing the NVQ Level 2 Plumbing with Trade for Trade Skills.
So, Grant, let's start by finding out a bit about you then. What were you doing before Train for Trade Skills?
Right. Well, in South Africa, I was a plumber. I had my own business there. Coming through to England about a year and a half ago, sent my CVs through to work for companies. Unfortunately, everybody wants you to have a British qualification. So I had to start doing a trade, which I already knew, done Trade for Trade Skills because I could do it correspondence.
You talked about, you just mentioned you were a plumber in South Africa.
That's
how
right.
many years were you doing plumbing then?
Three.
There's a lot of difference between
regulations and everything is basically the same. It's just people want a British qualification, really. But plumbing's quite easy. I mean, you get an inlet and you get an outlet. So it's not complicated.
So, Grant, you're obviously a qualified plumber and you've qualified in South Africa. What do you think of the course you're doing then?
Yeah, it's really good. Certain aspects is easy to learn, etc. There's nothing difficult about the way it's all written down and that.
Have you been doing any plumbing work outside of your course in England then?
Yes. I do it just as like gubbies on weekends and that.
What sort of jobs have you been doing?
I've just finished a bathroom suite for a friend of mine. Just leaks and block drains, etc. Just like I say, on weekends mainly. And then I'm starting with a company on Monday, which is Sanctuary Housing, and I'll be doing their plumbing for them too.
So let's talk about your practical training then, which you're on now. How are you finding it?
Yeah, the assessments are good fun. Again, it's quite easy. Everybody's here is quite friendly and that, so you can ask questions if you do get stuck, and there's always somebody to point out if you're doing something wrong. It's really good. Lots of time. You can take your time doing things, and yeah. It's all easy.
You mentioned a minute ago that you've got a job with a company starting. Is it next week, isn't it?
That's right.
For the people that are listening and sort of are after getting into the plumbing industry and want to get plumbing jobs, just tell about how you went about doing that then.
Sanctuary Housing is a housing association. I think it's one of the biggest in England. And I knew a few people that worked for them. So I sent my CV through. They came back to me and said, look, sorry, you need some sort of a British qualification again. I did tell them I'm studying through Trade for Trade Skills for an NVQ Level 2, sent my CV through to them again, and I had the interview last week Monday.
So when you qualified and you've got your qualification, what are your plans then?
Oh, I'll definitely stay with Sanctuary for a while, probably another 2 or 3 years, and then we'll see what happens from there. I don't know, but just to carry on plumbing, really.
For the people that listen to this interview and want to train as a plumber or are thinking about making a change and retraining, have you got any advice for them about what to do next?
Yeah, just do it. You can't just dwell on it if you want to change your lifestyle, or which is probably why people would like to do it. It's a bit of a lifestyle change, get away from the office. So you've got to try it. If you don't try it, you're not going to enjoy it. You're not going to know if you enjoy it.
That's great, Grant. Thank you for joining us.
All right, thank you.
For more information, please visit www.trainfortradeskills.com.